This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The Justice Department is revealing this morning that the man accused in the apparent assassination attempt of Donald Trump wrote a note months ago saying that he intended to kill the former president. The note was addressed, "Dear World," and was dropped at the home of someone who contacted law enforcement officials after last Sunday's arrest of Ryan Wesley Routh. Overseas now, Israeli strikes killed more than 180 people in Lebanon this morning in the deadliest and most intense barrage in nearly a year. The AP's Karen Shamas.
The Israeli military is calling on residents of southern Lebanon to immediately evacuate homes and other buildings where Hezbollah stores weapons and says it's carrying out extensive strikes against the militant group. The warning was the first of its kind in nearly a year of steadily escalating conflict and came after a particularly heavy exchange of fire between Israel's military and Lebanese militant group Hezbollah the day before. When asked about a possible ground operation in southern Lebanon, Israeli military spokesman Daniel Hagari said, "We have organized plans. We presented them to the political level, and I say it again, we will do whatever it takes to return the residents of the north safely back to their homes. Communities on both sides of the border have largely emptied out because of the near daily exchanges of fire." I'm Karen Shamas.
President Biden's been talking about the trouble in the Middle East, saying, yes, he is concerned.
"Yes, I am, but we're going to do everything we can to keep a wider war from breaking out. And we're still pushing hard."
President Biden speaking yesterday. Authorities in Alabama are investigating whether the shooting of three more people in Birmingham last night is connected to the shooting a day earlier that killed four and injured 17 others. One of those shot last night has died. A search is underway for those responsible for Saturday's mass shooting. This is AP News. The AP Entertainment Update now.
The West Wing stars Martin Sheen, Dulé Hill, Janelle Maloney, and Richard Schiff, as well as creator Aaron Sorkin, were at the White House on Friday. They came at the invitation of First Lady Jill Biden to mark the 25th anniversary of the show.
"I don't want to be one man band."
Old Dominion have released a greatest hits compilation called Odies But Goodies. Singer Matthew Ramsey says they're already working on new music, but this was recognition for a body of work.
"We definitely have reached a point where we're like, wow, look at what we've done."
Kelly Clarkson brings back her talk show starting Monday. Clarkson takes the subway to work. She says she doesn't usually get recognized except for one thing.
"As soon as I open my mouth to speak is when people will go, wait, what? And then that's what gives me away."
I'm Margie Zaraletta.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.